This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news, the headlines first. Last rites of former speaker late Tamannath Tungana to be performed with state honours later today. Government declares public holiday today to mourn the demise of late Tungana. Senior Vice Chairperson of CPNUML, Ishwar Pokhrel, says that relationship between Nepal and China should be extended to the people's level. Nepal-China Friendship Pillar unveiled at Lumbini Buddhist University today. And U.S. President Joe Biden gives green light for Ukraine to use long-range U.S. missiles to strike inside Russia. Now the news in detail. The government has said that the last rites of former speaker Tamannath Tungana will be performed with state honours. The government also declared public holiday today to mourn the passing of late Tungana. The decision was made during a cabinet meeting held at Prime Minister's residence in Balwathar today. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Prithibi Subbagurung, announced that Tungana would be cremated with national honours today. The national flag will be flown half-mast across all government offices and Nepali embassies abroad today. 83-year-old Tungana passed away yesterday at a hospital in Kathmandu while undergoing treatment for a liver ailment. The mortal body of former speaker Tamannath Tungana has been kept at Gyaneshwar-based Sanogaucharan ground to allow people to pay homage. Meanwhile, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has offered respects to former speaker Tamannath Tungana, laying the national flag over his mortal remains. The Prime Minister reached Sanogaucharan at Lok Gyaneshwar today and offered his last respect. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli described former Speaker Tungana as a multidimensional personality with a unique identity and principles in Nepal's parliamentary practice. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Dewa, opposition leaders of various political parties and people from different walks of life also reached Sanogaucharan to pay final tribute to Tungana. Meanwhile, the President, Vice President, Prime Minister, leaders of coalition and opposition parties and different political parties and organizations have expressed their heartfelt condolences on the demise of late Tungana. Senior Vice Chair of CPNUML, Ishwar Pokhrel, has emphasized that the relationship between Nepal and China should be extended to the people's level. Addressing a special program organized by the Huyan Province government, Pokhrel, who is on a visit to China at the invitation of the Chinese Communist Party's Foreign Affairs Department, said that it was necessary to increase sisterly relations between the provinces and local levels of the two countries in order to expand the relationship at people's level. A Nepal-China friendship pillar has been unveiled at Lumbini Buddhist University today. The pillar, located within the premises of the Faculty of Buddhist Studies, symbolizes the strong bond between the two nations. Lumbini Buddhist University Vice Chancellor Professor Dr. Subarnalal Bhattacharya and Li Po Zhu, who is the chairman of the China-Nepal Cultural Exchange Center, jointly unveiled the pillar. Professor Bhattacharya expressed optimism about the deepening of Nepal-China relations, highlighting China's consistent support for the university's development. He emphasized the importance of cultural exchange and the university's goal of becoming an international center for Buddhist studies. Li Po Zhu acknowledged the collaborative efforts that led to the establishment of the Friendship Pillar. He highlighted the center's decade-long commitment to fostering cooperation between Nepal and China. The stone pillar, adorned with a traditional Chinese Fu script and a depiction of the people, leaf and Buddha image, signifies the fusion of ancient cultural connection between the two countries. The Chirkane Deorali Road section along the under-construction Mughlin Pokhara section of the Prithibi Highway will remain closed for 4.5 hours daily for the next 20 days starting from today. The section will be closed to traffic daily from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. in the first phase and 1:30 a.m. to 4 a.m. in the second phase to carry out the road widening works. The construction work is being carried out by closing the road section from Bias Municipality, Ward No. 12, Chirkane to Deurali along the Prithivi highways in two phases. Project engineer Vishnu Prasad Pandey informed that the road section under the Mughlin Pokhara Road project, eastern section, will be completely halted in two phases, starting from November 18 to December 8, to speed up the construction work. Till date, 68% work has been completed in the eastern section of the Mughlin Pokhara Road. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. On to an international update now. U.S. President Joe Biden has given the green light for Ukraine to use long-range U.S. missiles to strike inside Russia. The news has not been formally announced, but Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the missile will speak for themselves. The U.S. will reportedly allow Ukraine to use the missiles to hold on to the small chunk of Russian territory it occupies in Kursk. The U.S. apparently made its decision after Russia allowed North Korean troops to fight alongside Russians in Kursk. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy to mainly fair in hilly areas of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Last rites of former speaker, late Tamanna Thungana, to be performed with state honours later today. Government declares public holiday today to mourn the demise of late Thungana. Senior Vice Chair of CPNUML, Ishwar Pokhrel, says that relationship between Nepal and China should be extended to the people's level. Nepal-China Friendship Pillar unveiled at Lumbini Buddhist University today. And U.S. President Joe Biden gives green light for Ukraine to use long-range U.S. missiles to strike inside Russia. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.